One last time from the Delmont Miller Memorial Press Box at Granger Stadium. It's Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. My name is Noah Adcock. How with 129 of 129, the 2024 season comes to a conclusion here in Kinston, North Carolina. Green Jackets back-to-back wins, including a 10-inning affair last night, 5-3 victory, as Augusta able to hold on tightly. The first professional save of Jacob Kroger's young career. Exercising some demons, the third extra inning ball game of the series, all three have gone 10, and for the first time, the Green Jackets came out on top. An opportunity today in the season finale to split the series here in the final six at Granger Stadium, as Augusta sends Jacob Schaefer to the hill in a ball game between two teams that are long since out of the playoff race, but just trying to close on a high note. Plenty of opportunities for professional and personal glory before we head on into the offseason. It's also a bittersweet ending, to be sure, as this ballpark, which was built back in 1949, bids goodbye to professional baseball, at least for the foreseeable future. The Down East Wood Ducks moved here in the spring of 2017 from formerly the High Desert Mavericks of the California League, and since then it's always been a wonder of how long it would stay. This is the smallest market in minor league baseball, but historic Granger Stadium has seen Hall of Famers, All-Stars, and Cy Youngs come through. Next generation of prospects have made their way here, and in the realigned Carolina League, it's one last hurrah for Down East. Granger Stadium will stay vacant, at least as of now, down the stretch in 2025. They're likely to pick up something, most probably a Coastal Plains League ball club, collegiate Summerwood bat ball. But for the professional side, this ball club heads on over to Spartanburg, South Carolina, and joins the High A South Atlantic League. Jacob Schaefer, 90 minutes away from where he played collegiate ball at UNC Wilmington, gets the hill for the season finale, and Schaefer has been downright phenomenal in his last three appearances. Four starts as a pro, an 0-1 record, but an ERA of 1.20 for the 6'8 right-hander. He has not allowed an earned run in his last three outings, totaling 13 innings pitched. Struck out 13 in that time. Schaefer's got 15 Ks in 15 frames as a pro. Fastball of two different varieties, four-seam and two-seam, and then the slider for Schaefer. He's done well against righties and lefties alike, and when that breaking ball is on with the depth that it provides from a high release point, Schaefer can be very difficult to barrel up. It's been very fun to watch him. This is the first time he does not have a designated piggyback arm working behind him, so it's truly an open runway for Schaefer to see just how far he can go. He went a career-long six innings last time out. On the opposite side for Down East, it's Willian Bormy, the 21-year-old righty out of Barahona in the DR. Bormy been more of a reliever than a starter this year. This will be his 23rd appearance and 8th start for the Wood Ducks, seeing the Green Jackets for the second time out of the bullpen in Augusta last month. Bormy got the win, 4 innings, 4 runs, 2 earned, and 5 hits, but the offense did enough on the opposite side to give him the victory. Willian fastball, slider, and changeup. He throws the slider more than anything else. Very breaking ball heavy, including over two-thirds out of the time. Two same-sided hitters right on right. Green Jackets do have four lefties in the lineup, and lefties hitting over 75 points better against Bormy than right-handers. But the Green Jacket offense has been better over the last couple weeks, able to work themselves into 5 runs last night. And one thing they have been very adept at over the last couple weeks, and especially this series, taking advantage of mistakes. The Down East Wood Ducks have not played the cleanest of baseball between errors, walks, and wild pitches, and the Green Jackets have been able to manufacture runs out of those miscues. That's something that we didn't see early on in half number two of the 2024 season, and it's part of why this year's record overall has left something a bit to be desired. Certainly a lot of ups and a lot of downs this season. There are plenty of forgettable numbers and plenty of key moments over the course of the 128 ball games played, and we will have the opportunity to break all of those things down, the good and the bad, here over the 9 innings and potentially more, given what we've seen already this series. Sam Harris has the plate, and the two-man umpiring crew, Cam Jones, is out in the field. Winston Sawyer and Carlos Maldonado have already exchanged the lineup cards. And now both sides beginning to take the field. Down East will wear their green alternates against the Green Jackets with the orange writing across the front, orange numbering on the back, and the black caps up top. Jackets only brought one uniform combination with them Their secondary is on the road where the Warrior Wednesday camo uniforms. Those got auctioned off in the home finale last Sunday. And so once again, it's gray on gray with black caps, black writing, and green numbers for the roadside here in the season finale. Augusta lost the first nine games of the year against the Wood Ducks, but back-to-back victories have an opportunity to end the year on a high note. If nothing else, the Green Jackets have already confirmed by virtue of the last two W's that Down East will finish below 500 in the second half. At 30-32 in the second half, Augusta 21-42 has just been playing spoiler over the last couple weeks, already knocked out the Fireflies from their playoff chase, and in doing so ensured that the Charleston River Dogs have a chance to contend for a four-peat here in the Carolina League's South Division. The Wood Ducks have taken the field, the Green Jackets filing out of the first base dugout, and the season finale is moments away. We've got one last anthem here on the Green Jacket Radio Network, and then first pitch from Willie Jan Bormy, Augusta and Down East in the Swan Song of Granger Stadium to close out the 2024 season.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the final time, your Down East Wood Ducks. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your caps as we honor the ace of our national anthem singing staff, Roger Fleming, for the singing of our national anthem.
And for the final time, we welcome you back into the Green Jacket Radio Network in the Delmont Miller Memorial Press Box at Granger Stadium. My name is Noah Adcock Howarth. It has been a pleasure all season, and we're going to finish strong here. Green Jacket lineup, old friends and new faces alike, combining via the moves here at the end of the season. Luis Guanipa leading off in center, Junior Garcia behind him in left. Will Verdung at first, Titus Dimitru DHing, and Cade Kern in right field, who's been here on and off since opening day, and Luis Sanchez, who got added to the roster 2 days ago for the injured John Heal, was the opening day third baseman, and so he takes third one more time in the season finale. Austin Machado behind the plate, Wilmer De La Cruz at second, and Cam McGee at shortstop, having played a phenomenal defensive game yesterday once Heal got injured 2 nights prior. On the mound for the Down East Wood Ducks, Willie Jan Bormy, the right-hander out of Barahona in the Dominican Republic, making his 8th start of the year. He's been with the Wood Ducks all season long, and seeing the Green Jackets for the second time, he's 1-0. Augusta hit Bormy very well in that ballgame, 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned. Much like what we've seen this series, Augusta using a combination of timely hitting and miscues by the defense to earn themselves the runs, but could not get the victory in a 6-4 loss against Bormy out of the pen. Fastball, slider, and changeup for Bormy. Fastball anywhere from 92 to 96. And as we mentioned in the Tax Slayer pregame show, he will throw the slider more than anything else combined. Over 2/3 of his pitches against righties come with that slider, and almost 50% breaking ball heavy against left-handers. So there's a lot of sliders coming out of that right side. 72 degrees and cloudy. Quite frankly, it feels like fall as baseball season gives way to football season. And Luis Guanipa, the center fielder, steps in to get us started. Bormy standing right over left out of the stretch. And the first pitch is cut on and lined right to the second baseman for the first out. Antonis Macias makes the play. And one pitch gets us going for out number one. You know Guanipa likes to be aggressive early. He's not changing that here in the finale. And the out is recorded on pitch number one. Junior Garcia will step in from the left side. He'll likely look to see one against Bormy. The Green Jackets have been very adept at running pitch counts up early. Garcia is cutting away on the first pitch he sees and pulls off the changeup, nothing and one. Defense in the pull side shift for down east along the infield. Outfield is straight up. The 0-1 to Junior. Back to the change, and he's out in front again. Junior Garcia has struggled mightily with off-speed pitches this year, especially the changeup more than the slider, and he finds himself behind nothing and two. Bormy from the stretch. Fastball too far outside, 1-2. Garcia 5-for-20 this week. He has struck out 10 times out of the 20 outs he's made. But when he's made contact, it's been key. Three RBIs from the left side. The 1-2. Too far outside to even the count. Jackets have scored first in each of the last three ball games and trying to run something up on Bormy early. Find him unsettled before he gets his feet wet truly. From the stretch, fastball high and knocked out of play by Garcia. Breeze blowing lightly right to left across the outfield. It's likely to change its ways later on in the ballgame and blow in from right center. But not much wind assistance if you're looking to get it out of the yard. The sixth pitch of the at-bat coming to Garcia. And it's skied out of play down the left field side once again. Junior hitting second for just a third time this year. John Heal's injury changed not only the makeup of the infield, but the top of the order as well. And Junior on base three times last night. Pitch number seven, the slider is fouled back. Tried to go back foot with the breaking ball, but it stayed up just a tad, and Garcia able to handle it. So after the first pitch out from Luis Guanipa, Garcia's done a good job of extending the inning against the right-hander Bormy. Here in the second batter. Infield now more straight up. Ninth pitch is outside. Off speed fading out of the right hand of Willian Bormy. Count goes full for Junior. Garcia 25 walks and 57 strikeouts this year in 44 games. So good patience, but some swing and miss as well. Deep in the left-handed box. The full count offering. Popped up out of play once again, and the battle continues. He will see a 10th pitch of this at-bat. Both bullpens can empty the tank today with no tomorrow. But you'd like to see length from your starter on both sides. Here comes pitch number 10. And it's fouled straight back once more. Garcia, a wry smile as he looks in towards his own dugout. Both of these offenses going old school travel ball style show and go. Optional cage work for both teams. No on-field BP. It's the season finale. You might as well just see what you have in the tank. There's not much more to be gained from a couple extra swings. But Garcia wide awake and ready for the matinee. The 11th pitch of the AB. Bormy to the dish. And it's cued foul on the left-hand side once again. Up beyond the old school grandstands down the line. This is the longest at-bat of junior season. Green Jacket dugout coming to life a little bit, banging on the front railing, trying to spur the young left-hander on. Bormy's 12th offering. On the ground to the right side, base hit. All of that, and Garcia comes up with a single, and he's the first base runner of the day. Got a slider that stayed up, took 12 pitches to do it, and Junior is aboard. Now a 10-game on-base streak for Junior Garcia, the longest of his career, second season for the lefty out of Venezuela. And a 4-game hit streak for the second time this summer. One on, one out for Will Verdung. The defense for the green and orange, DeJesus Cabrera and Jones left to right in the outfield. Barroso and Guerrero on the corners, Pollard and Macias up the middle. and Ben Hartle behind the plate. Macias up the middle working. He will have towards the bag and likely cover if Garcia looks to go. Junior already drawing an early pickoff from the right-hander. That's the first disengagement for Bormy. Right on right, and the breaking ball is on the inside corner. Front door slider right on the inner edge to Will Verdung. Sam Harris, the home plate umpire. Cam Jones in the field. Garcia is 3 of 7 stealing and has a short lead. 0-1 pitch, back to the slider and punched out of play. Same front door style coming in towards the inner hands of the righty. Something Verdung wanted to turn on but got a little bit of a late decision. He's behind 0-2. One on, one out, top of the first. Green Jackets looking to strike first for the fourth consecutive game and 5 out of 6. Bormy steps off and mutters under his breath as he does so. He realizes that was the second disengagement, and he gives the advantage to Garcia on the bases. Junior an extra step off as a result, 0-2. Off the outside corner, called strike 3 by Sam Harris. Ben Hartle with a good presentation behind the plate. Will Verdung goes down looking. On a stellar frame from Hartle, first game behind the plate for the catcher out of Kansas, and looking natural immediately. Bormy, very high strikeout numbers this year already, 91 in 76 innings. Entering tonight's game, Titus Dimitru back in the cleanup spot. He's been a key RBI man. Waves at the slider, nothing and one. Four consecutive sliders to right-handers for Bormy after he did not show it as much as you might expect to the lefty Garcia. Was trying to establish fastball and changeup against Junior unsuccessfully. It was the slider that got hit for a base knock. 0-1. Too far downstairs. Right back to that slider. More than his fair share of breaking balls coming in. By virtue of that 12-pitch at bat, Bormy has now thrown 18 offerings here in inning number one. Picks over to check on Garcia prior to coming set. Junior in with a quick dive. Titus 4 for 19 this week. All but one have been extra base hits, and 3 of 4 have been RBI knocks. 1-1 off the corner, called a strike. Same spot as Verdung got rung up on, about a ball off the outside edge. Late life on that slider. And if that's going to be open, that's good news for both Bormy and Jacob Schaefer. Schaefer has the ball for Augusta in the bottom half. Dimitru behind 1-2. Target outside. And the slider is tipped into the mitt for strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts of Verdung and Dimitru. Garcia extends the inning via the pitch count, but the Jackets go scoreless through the top of the first. Jacob Schaefer taking the ball back in his home state once again as Augusta looks to split the series in the season finale.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other...
Jose De Jesus leading off against Jacob Schaefer, the righty in his fifth start as a pro. 0-1, but a 1.20 ERA. Has not allowed an earned run in his last 13 innings. De Jesus switch hitting left fielder. Going from the southpaw side, and first pitch fastball is punched straight back. Brock Barroso and Hartle are 2-3-4 with Yeremy Cabrera and Pablo Guerrero behind them. Keith Jones, Chandler Pollard, and Antonis Macias round out the order. One notable name missing, Ashedri Vargas. 0-1 just off the outside corner to even the count from the 6-8 righty. Schaefer, four-seam, two-seam, and slider. When he's able to get the breaking ball in on lefties, he's very effective. The pitch to DeJesus, there is the slider, and it's lazily popped up in foul territory. Long run for Luis Sanchez, and it ends up in the dugout. Sanchez was playing away from the line in his first game back with the Green Jackets. Got sent down to the FCL on August 4th. And after a month away, he comes back for the finale. John Heel to the injured list yesterday morning. 1-2 on DeJesus. Good speed if he can get himself aboard. Schaefer from the stretch. Third straight slider cued out of play down the right-hand side. You'll see the four-seam more to lefties than the two-seam. Likes to use the two-seam right on right so Schaefer can get in on the hands and break a couple bats. Three lefties and a switch hitter. DeJesus the one from the switch. Another 1-2. And fouled back again. So DeJesus trying to replicate what Junior Garcia did and have an early long at bat in the first. Schaefer had his best outing as a pro last week against Columbia. Six scoreless with four hits and three strikeouts. Fastball on the outside corner. Called strike 3-2 to DeJesus. Schaefer punches in that four-seam and locks up Jose for out number one. Schaefer entered the day 15 strikeouts in 15 innings. Did not have a ton of Ks at UNC Wilmington. And was better as a reliever than as a starter. But he's been stretched out at the pro level and it has worked wonders. Julian Brock in the two spot after a day off. He DHs tonight. Brock will take fastball below the zone. Ball one. Julian 2-for-11 with two driven in this week, hitting .254 on the year as a whole. Carolina League Player of the Month for August. Schaefer to the dish. Slider on the ground to third base. First chance for Sanchez. And Luis Sanchez makes the play. Two up, two down. The rest of the infield features Cam McGee at short, Wilmer De La Cruz at second, and Will Verdung at first. Junior Garcia's in left, Cade Kearns in right, and Luis Guanipa between the two of them in center. Austin Machado catches for the third time this week. Baker Barroso gets his second start. He's at third base today. Listed as a catcher by trade, but Down East has so much versatility on their roster. Slider at the top of the zone begins the at-bat, strike one. Barroso, one game played this series, got a start on Friday, went 0-for-2 with a walk and a strikeout. Infield on the pull side, the 0-1 fastball out towards short and past the glove of Cam McGee. Hit a bit harder than McGee expected going to his left side, couldn't make the snare, and the Wood Ducks have a two-out runner. Barroso's got his first hit of the series in a pair of tries, and it extends the inning for Ben Hartle, who's had an interesting week since being activated off the injured list. Last night, to save arms, Hartle got the last out of the 10th inning. Position player pitching a rarity in this league, but Hartle made it happen. Seeing Schaefer for the first time, it's a strike one call. Carlos Maldonado had to go back to Joey Danielson for the third time in five games out of the pen. Danielson hit 35 pitches with two outs and two strikes and got the hook. 0-1, fastball in on the hands, and the two-seam is chopped off the front leg by Hartle. Both sides have up to a half dozen relievers available today, depending on how much you want to stretch the pen. Augusta slightly more rested than Down East. Carlos Maldonado has had to use more arms as a whole, but has also kept the outing short. Runner goes, 0-2 slider is high. Machado, a good throw, a little high. De La Cruz, the tag, and he got him. Baker Barroso cut down for the fourth time this year. Austin Machado continues his strong run of defense, and the Green Jackets post a zero in the bottom of the first.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Willian Bormi allowed a one-out single to Junior Garcia, but then struck out the next two men he saw. A scoreless first on both sides with one hit per squad. Kern, Sanchez, and Machado 5-6-7, each getting their first looks at Bormi of the season. Cade Kern, who spent a month up in Rome with the High A Emperor, is added back to the roster this week, replacing Pat Cloizzi. And Kern 1-for-8 in two games. First pitch slider to Kern is called a strike at the thighs. Cade, 5 long balls and 22 driven in with Augusta. He also had a home run and a couple RBIs with Rome. Very good power from the right side if he gets a hold of one. Off-speed yank to the glove half, 1-1. Bormi, 20 pitches in that first inning. 16 of them were strikes. In the zone consistently for the right-hander. He has been often this year. 1-1 on Kern, low target. Back to the slider, third straight. And Cade's out in front. By virtue of all the number changes from the new roster moves, it's a little odd seeing Cade Kern wearing 2 when he was 4 for the most part of the season, and Luis Sanchez, who was 2 for so long in the on-deck circle, not sporting that number. High fastball 2-2 above the eye line, and Kern lazily lays off. Sanchez wearing 48, which is at various different points been Jeremy Reyes and a couple other right-handers in that uniform. 2-2 on the first batter of the second. Bormi, a hesitation pitch, and then the slider outside. Paused at the top of his leg lift. Not full-on Johnny Cueto-style rocking back and forth, but at least trying to mess with the timing of Kern unsuccessfully. Count goes full on the right fielder, the 3-2. Slider poked up the middle, short hops into the mid of Antonis Macias, and behind the bag, the second baseman makes the play. Good bit of athleticism by Macias to read the short hop and make the play right between the wickets, and had time with Kern running to make the out. Leadoff man disposed of for the second time in as many innings by Willian Bormi. And now we get to see what Luis Sanchez has been up to. Was a very reliable piece of the offense, a bit of a surprise to see him go down to the FCL on that Black Saturday. First pitch fastball, and Luis is underneath it. All the draftees got activated all at once. And as a result, the Green Jackets had some tough decisions to make with the player development staff. Folks going up, down, or cut. 0-1 slider on the inside corner, nothing in two. Sanchez 227 on the year with Augusta, 27 driven in. Saw a lot of time between second and third. Sanchez played 83 games. He led the team in games played when he departed. Nothing in two from Bormi. Inside around the jawline of Sanchez. This is Luis Sanchez. The scoreboard says Juan Sanchez, but we do not have a relief pitcher playing third base. 1-2. Outside to even the count. Check swing. They will appeal over to first, but held back in plenty of time. 2-2. There's three Sanchezes between the two rosters. Juan and Luis for the Green Jackets and Justin Sanchez, who will likely see out of the pen for Down East today. Target low and away. 2-2 pitch. Slider cued towards third base. Out in front for Baker Barroso. Back-to-back ground out. Start off the second inning. Kern and Sanchez both on the ground. Austin Machado will look to elevate and work his way on base. Bormy looking for a quick second inning after a bit longer of a first than he desired. And the deeper this game goes, we'll see how much that 12-pitch at bat from Junior really comes back to bother Bormy. Machado 1-for-6 this week with a walk and a hit by pitch. He takes ball one off the outside corner with a changeup. Left-handed hitting catcher out of Hawaii, Machado's been very good offensively and defensively. One of two undrafted catchers by the Braves this year. Downstairs 2-0. Machado, when he was first activated, was put on the DEV list. Matt Gaschetti was the active catcher, but Gaschetti got called up to High A Rome, and so it's Machado who's been working on and off with Harry Owen down the stretch. 2-0 to Machado. Off the inside corner, and no, called a strike. Target was low and away, so Hartle had to reach way across his body, and that was not presented well at all, but it gets the call from Sam Harris. 2-1 on Machado. Off the outside corner, called strike two, so Machado watching it in, watching it out, and the pitcher gets the call on both to even the count. Two strikes, two outs in the second inning. Machado has yet to swing in four pitches. Bormy coming home, and it's roped up the middle base hit. Back to the fastball, and Willian Bormy pays the price. Austin Machado continues to swing a strong bat, up over 270 on the year now. Jackets with a hit in both innings, a single from Garcia and Machado, and true to form, exactly on the scouting report like you expected. Both lefties have gotten on base. All five righties have been retired. Switch hitter Wilmer De La Cruz will bat from the left side. Had the game-winning RBI last night. Slider off the outside corner, 1-0. Wilmer's had a knack for coming up big in clutch spots. Had the walk-off a week ago in the home finale to down the Fireflies and all but officially eliminate them from playoff contention. Had the game-winning RBI last night and then made the last out of the game on a diving catch. De La Cruz takes a high changeup to even the count right at the top of the zone. Wilmer 2-for-13, 3 driven in this week, just shy of 200 since being called up from the FCL. Machado a short lead at first. 1-1 from Bormy, spun out of play. De La Cruz trying to go with the fastball, running away from the body. And just parked it out in the parking lot, back beyond the concourse. Bormy's next pitch will be his 20th for the second consecutive inning. Ahead 1-2 on De La Cruz. Too high, it evens the count. An emphatic frame from Ben Hartle. He went up around the neck and then brought it all the way down to the belt, really trying to sell that one and did not get it from Sam Harris. Cam McGee is on deck before the 2-2 pitch. McGee does not have a hit yet this week, but has been on base 5 times. 2-2 to Wilmer. Change up, strike 3, swinging. Good off-speed, buries in the side on the hands, and De La Cruz is the third strikeout victim. Once again, Augusta leaves a man at first base, and we remain scoreless halfway through the second.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including key night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Scoreless halfway through the second at Granger Stadium. A very strong crowd still filing in on a perfect afternoon for fall baseball. First full week of September, and as the NFL season kicks off, the minor league season, at least at single A and high A, comes to a close. Jacob Schaefer back to work against Ben Hartle after a 1-2-3 first. First pitch to Hartle is on the outside corner with a slider, 0-1. Schaefer allowed a two-out single to Baker Barroso back up the middle, but Barroso was caught stealing on an 0-2 pitch by Austin Machado. Hartle now back behind 0-1, and once again he goes to 0-2, pulling off the breaking ball. It's a sharp darting slider for Jacob Schaefer. But a 6-8 frame and a high traditional release point means he gets incredible depth on that off-speed pitch. 0-2 right on right, target is low. Off the outside corner, tried to see if he could get Hartle to chase. Hartle 4 of 11 this week in the three games he's played. Had multiple hits in each of his first two games back off the injured list. 1-2. In on the hands and muscled out towards left center field. Junior Garcia was playing that direction, and he barely has to move for the first out of the second. Schaefer gets the leadoff man for the second time in as many tries. He'll now contend with Yeremy Cabrera, who was an all-star in the Arizona Complex League, had a phenomenal season just like Pablo Guerrero, who's behind him. Cabrera has not quite had the same success in his full-season debut with Down East. 192 on the year for Yeremy since being called up. Pulls off with a fastball with a helicopter swing, nothing in one. Yeremy 2 for 11 with a couple strikeouts this week. Good speed when he does get on base. Infield will have to hurry on a ground ball. Schaefer to the dish, outside to even the count. This looks like it's going to surpass the announced crowds for both Friday and Saturday night. Ballpark that holds 4,100, has not announced over 2,000 yet this series. Cabrera pulls off the slider 1-2. But local fans and adamant baseball fans from all across North Carolina alike coming in to bid goodbye to pro ball in Kinston. Target low from Machado, 1-2 pitch. Slider hammered back into the netting. Cabrera stays alive. Breaking ball stayed up on Schaefer just a little bit, trying to bury that unsuccessfully. Cabrera, one of three lefties in the bottom half of the order for Carlos Maldonado. Another 1-2. Fastball punched into the same spot. Yeremy does not have a ton of strikeouts this year. Has only gone down twice via the K this series. Schaefer having to work a bit extra here. 1-2 once again. Slider backdoor called. Strike three. Locks up the lefty. Schaefer has faced two hitters on the opposite-handed side, and both have backwards Ks on that slider. Five batters, five outs for Jacob Schaefer. Here comes Pablo Guerrero. A homer and 15 RBIs. That one home run came on his 18th birthday, third game with the Wood Ducks against the Green Jackets at SRP Park. Guerrero, seeing Schaefer for the first time, takes ball one below the zone. Jacob was called up as half the draft class seemed to be on the Sunday in the final meeting between these two teams in Augusta this year. Fastball at the knees, 1-1. Right around the corner. Maybe a half ball below the zone, but both sides have had it consistently around the edges. Getaway day, season finale. Sam Harris not wasting any time. 1-1, front door slider makes it 1-2. Schaefer's working with phenomenal pace, and as he goes along, the more he continues that, you can tell the better he's feeling. Not rushing by any means, but working efficiently. 1-2, Slider tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Back-to-back batters retired via the K for Schaefer. He's got three in two scoreless innings.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I gonna watch? What food am I gonna order? Who am I gonna unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Cam McGee, the first man to hit in the third inning, is also the final batter to appear once against Willian Bormy. McGee, on the roster since opening day, was also with the Green Jackets for the final month of 2023. Had the walk-off on the second game of the season that set the tone. One of five walk-offs this year for the Green Jackets. For all the lows, there have certainly been some highs. And Augusta has rallied through player after player. 33 hitters and 46 pitchers taking a uniform for Augusta this year. Willian Bormy's first pitch of the third is outside with a fastball 1-0. 46 of those pitchers have all taken at least an inning on the mound, though four of them were position players, so 42 pitcher-onlys. 1-0 slider, McGee pulls off to even the count. That's 75 players with at least one game in a Green Jacket uniform. And the pitching cycle has been a revolving door. 1-1 on the shortstop. Change up, check swing, but called a strike anyway, right on the outside corner. McGee 0 for 9 this week, but does have four walks and a hit by pitch, including three walks last night. First time he's walked thrice in a game this year, only the fourth Green Jacket to have that happen. Bormy's 1-2, change up tipped into the mitt, strike three. Four punch outs, first time through the order for Willian Bormy. And he does so on 45 pitches. A good start for him. And the K is as high as ever. Back to the top for Luis Guanipa, who saw one pitch in the first at-bat of the day and lined out softly to second. Right on right, and the slider is on the corner. Guanipa has a tendency to pull off on those outside breaking balls. If he can think backside, he could have success against Bormy. 0-1. In on the hands and spun towards third base. Baker Barroso to his left and fires the width of the diamond to Guerrero. Two up, two down. A lot of soft contact against Willian Bormy. He's kept the Green Jackets off balance. A 6-3 record this year, primarily out of the bullpen. Bormy, one of many arms on this roster who just continuously gives his team a chance to win. Here's Junior Garcia. Takes the first pitch below the zone. Junior had the 12-pitch AB back in the first inning. That culminated with a single to right. Was a great start to the day in his final game. Hands away from the black helmet, the 1-0. Inside once more. Fastball just off the corner. Junior ultra-patient from the left side, waiting for his pitch from Bormy. Gets the off-speed on the outside corner, and it's called a strike 2-1. An understandable take for Junior. Hitter's count, not what he was looking for, but it does get Bormy back into the AB. Two-strike pitch. Inside, it's 3-1. It was a two-out pitch rather than a two-strike, beg your pardon. Jackets have had a base runner in each of the first two innings, looking to continue that trend and bring Will Verdung to the plate. Barroso still playing just a step behind the bag at third. 3-1. Slider spun out to shallow center field. Cabrera coming on, and he will not get there. It falls and trickles past him. Garcia trying to go to second. It was backed up well, and the tag is applied. Garcia overslid the base. Junior trying to test out DeJesus. He was right there behind Cabrera, and Junior gets a single and an out advancing. Outs on the bases continue to bite the Green Jackets, and Junior almost made it happen nevertheless. Beat the throw there, but then overslid the bag. No score through 2.5.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund.
Jacob Schaefer went 1-2-3 through the second, a line out and two strikeouts. He'll face Keith Jones for the first time. Augusta, three hits to Down East's one, but neither side able to score early. As we expected, and as is often the case on a getaway Sunday for the Green Jackets, two teams trading zeros quickly. Jones from the left side against the righty Schaefer, and a late three-quarter swing from Jones. At the last second on the fastball, realized that was going to be there and just pushed the bat through the zone unsuccessfully. Keith 4-for-17 since being called up for his pro debut on Tuesday. Schaefer ahead 0-1. Too far outside. That evens the count with the fastball. It's Jones, Pollard, and Macias. Lefty-righty, lefty for Down East. In the green and orange uniforms here in the season finale. Schaefer from the belt. Gets the call at the top of the zone. Machado brings it back. It's 1-2. Both catchers stealing strikes for their respective arms early on. Ball game where it feels like the team to score first might have a huge advantage. 1-2 pitch. Too far outside. A similar spot, but a bit too far beyond the reach of Machado's framing abilities. That evens the count at 2. Jones in right field for the first time today. He had played exclusively left so far. 2-2 pitch. Slider down the third baseline, but foul. With Luis Sanchez playing away from the bag and Cam McGee up the middle, there's nobody in that left field corner. Junior Garcia is deep in left center as well. He'll move a little bit closer towards the line. But if Jones goes backside, it's guaranteed extra bases. Sixth pitch of the at-bat. Fastball on the ground to second base. Wilmer De La Cruz to his left, and with the heels in the outfield grass, he disposes of Keith Jones. Seven batters, seven outs for Jacob Schaefer. Senior signed, 17th round. Schaefer had some intangibles and a key pieces that the Braves player development staff thought they could work with. He was better as a reliever in college summer ball than he was primarily a starter with the Seahawks, but as a starter, dynamite with the Green Jackets. First pitch to Chandler Pollard is fouled back. Pollard, a very good day yesterday as the leadoff man. 2-for-4, 2 runs, 2 steals. He drops back to the 8 spot today. Schaefer the 0-1. One hop chop over to third base. Luis Sanchez, a low throw, and it's dug out by Will Verdung. We've talked about it all year long. Verdung was a shortstop when he was drafted out of the JUCO ranks, played mostly second last year with a bit of third. split time in the first 2 months of the year at first base with Drew Compton because there was no second first baseman on the roster. And once Compton got promoted up to Rome around the end of May, it's been Verdung, and almost exclusively Verdung at first. He has been very good defensively there for his first season at first. Antonis Macias, the final man to bat, and he takes strike one on the outside corner. Left-handed second baseman in his third game of the series. He's 2-for-8 with a strikeout, a hit in both ball games. Schaefer outside, 1-1. Macias also reached via an error last night, so on base twice. Stands slightly closed from the left side. Breaking ball poked out of play. Off the old brick front office building down the left field line here at Granger Stadium. The left field line also features old school metal bleachers for a bit of additional GA seating. Right field line has the berm and the picnic patio. 1-2. Strike three. Macias underneath the fastball. Jacob Schaefer strikes out four and faces the minimum in three scoreless innings. We are still locked at zero after three. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Will Verdung leading off the top of the fourth. Three hits for Augusta, one for Down East, but no score either side. Willian Bormy and Jacob Schaefer have both looked very good on the bump. Bormy 52 pitches, Schaefer 39. Will Verdung 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking. First pitch slider hammered out towards left field. DeJesus going back at the warning track has space for the out. Verdung just a little bit out in front of a hanging slider. And comes up a bit short of the wall. It's 335 to both corners here and 390 to straightaway center. There has been one home run in the first five games. It was a Shedry Vargas back in the opener. Verdung a quick first out, bringing forth Titus Dimitru. Titus 0-for-1 with a strikeout swinging. He'll take strike one in the outside corner. Two of the 120 teams in the minor leagues guaranteed to be moving after this day. It's a sad one here, and it's a sad one in Pearl, Mississippi, where the Mississippi Braves will depart. Outside, 1-1. Mississippi, Atlanta's AA affiliates, that's in the family. They'll move to Columbus, Georgia, announced as the Columbus Clingstones, named after a type of peach. 1-1 to Titus. Slider spun towards the third base dugout. Mississippi did get some good news, and their faithful will still have professional baseball next year. It was announced last night in between games of the doubleheader that Trustmark Park and Pearl, Mississippi will be granted a Frontier League expansion team, and so they will have independent ball going in 2025. 1-2 to Dimitru, all the way to the backstop on the fly. Talk about overthrowing a fastball. Bormy got underneath and just launched that one over the head of the catcher and umpire both. The Frontier League move is an intriguing one. It does keep pro ball at a respectable stadium that certainly needs some upgrades to keep it going. 2-2. Dimitru cuts through the fastball for strike three. Five Ks in 3 2/3 for Willian Bormy. looking for his first hitless inning. Cade Kern stands in the way. The Frontier League is primarily a northeastern and slightly midwestern ball league. So there will be no teams within a seven-hour drive of Mississippi unless other changes come down the pipeline. First pitch to Kern is above the zone for ball one. Kern bounced out to second his last time up. Right now, the closest teams are the Gateway Grizzlies or the Evansville Otters in Illinois and Southern Indiana, respectively. Kern fouls a slider back 1-1. There could be a change, and the American Association has made that type of situation work where they have all their teams in the northern Midwest and then one team in Cleburne, Texas. But Frontier League is certainly an intriguing option. 1-1, too far outside. Remains to be seen what will become of this ballpark. It is not expected to be a pro destination, although the Atlantic League has been sniffing around. Coastal Plain League would make the most sense. Wood Bat organization. Handful of these players on both teams have come through the CPL in various iterations. 2-1 on Kern. Slider too high, ball three. It's a ballpark that, although it does show its age at times, has been renovated significantly over the course of the decades. And for what the CPL maintains, it would certainly fit right in and be one of the better facilities. 3-1 slider, Kern out to right. Well hit. Jones going back towards the corner, and it will fall for extra bases. Just kept hooking away from Keith Jones, and Cade Curran's got a two-out double. Bounced once and rolled towards the warning track. Kern going with the movement of that slider and catches a barrel for the first extra base hit of the day. Kern good speed, and Luis Sanchez, who's a great situational hitter, has a chance to get the Jackets on the board. One hit in each inning. No frame with multiple base runners yet. Young fan not happy about the double, it appears. Lots of families at the ballpark on a Sunday matinee. First pitch to Sanchez. Popped up behind first. Guerrero going back. Macias coming over. Into the triangle. It's down for a base hit. Nobody got there. It falls between three defenders. Kern scores on an RBI bloop single. There were times this year where it felt like breaks like that would never come for Augusta. And Sanchez just finds an empty blade of grass. Jackets up 1-0 in the fourth. Sanchez, 28 RBIs on the year across 84 games. He wastes no time in getting back into the RBI category. The infield comes in. It's the catcher, Hartle, who called it. Guerrero and Macias, along with Baker Barroso, all join as well. Making sure everybody's on the same page and also helping bridge the language gap between Hartle, who was just drafted out of Kansas and resides in Illinois, and the Dominican-born righty Bormi. Always nice to have players that understand enough of both languages to serve as the go-between for young players still trying to master a second language. Austin Machado 1-for-1. He'll hit from the left side. Off the plate with a changeup, 1-0. There's been pro ball here in Kinston since 1908, and this ballpark's been here since 1949, so a historic spot indeed. Sanchez shuffles off of first. 1-0 to Machado. Outside ball two. Austin was bat over glove, at least in terms of profile at Hawaii, where he was primarily a designated hitter. But after that caught stealing in the first, it's just been positive display after positive display of defense for Machado. Certainly fun to watch. 2-0 changeup just drops in at the knees. Froze Austin a little bit. Good fading change. Bormi up to 67 pitches through 3 2/3. There's no action in the pen right now. Looking to get Machado here and then maybe have a quick fifth. 2-1. Inside with the slider. Good block by Hartle, and Machado able to lay back on the 3-1. Wilmer De La Cruz on deck. If the inning can be extended, the Green Jackets with a pair of two-out hits. Double from Kern, bloop single from Sanchez, getting Augusta up 1-0. That's an unhappy child down there right underneath the crowd mic. Bormi picks over, checks on Sanchez. Luis is in with an easy dive. Sanchez, 14 of 20 stealing bases this year. It's more about aggressiveness than outright speed, but Sanchez, a very smart base runner. 3-1 to Machado. High for ball four. Austin lays off on the fastball upstairs, and three consecutive two-out base runners have Augusta in a good spot. Men at first and second for Wilmer De La Cruz. And that will spark a bit of movement in the Down East bullpen. Nobody off the rubber yet, but a couple popped out of the duck blind. Big lead for Sanchez out at second. First pitch slider at the top of the zone, called a strike by Sam Harris. Machado not being held on at first. Shortstop Chandler Pollard working in and out on Luis Sanchez. 0-1, backdoor slider, too far out. Never quite came in. Both runners will look to advance at least two bases on anything to the outfield. 1-1 on De La Cruz. Ball two, fastball beyond the zone, and Bormy is up to 72 pitches, and there's still nobody throwing. Adonis Villavicencio would be the arm we expect to see the most. Jake Jakelic was up a couple times yesterday as well. 2-1 to Wilmer. Slider cut through and missed. One thing Bormy has displayed time and again is the ability to go to those secondary pitches without issue. When the fastball falls behind, the slider and change are there to pick it up. Two balls, two strikes, and prior to the pitch, an inside move as Bormy looks Sanchez back to second. A run on five hits for the Green Jackets, a 1-0 lead here in the fourth inning. Wilmer trying to add to the tally, 2-2. Fouled off the body of the catcher, Wilmer went up on the high change and poked it straight down, and it ricochets off of Hartle to stay alive. Wilmer will see a sixth pitch of this at-bat, and in doing so, we'll see the 75th offering of the day from Willian Bormy. Trying to get out of the top of the fourth with just one run allowed. Jackets have scored for the first time. Outside 3-2. Both runners will be in motion. Fourth straight game the Jackets have scored first. Ben Hartle steps in front of the plate. Relays the sign to go across to first base. And Wilmer will use his timeout as a result. Cam McGee is on deck. Green Jackets trying to keep this inning extended. Outfield shallow all the way around. 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball four. De La Cruz draws the walk. Make it four consecutive men to reach. And the bases are loaded for Augusta. Jake Jakelic is up in the pen. He just threw one all the way out of the bullpen, which is not on the field of play and down behind home plate. That happens a lot at Augusta when the bullpen's in foul territory, but you don't see it very much when the pen itself is beyond the fencing. Thomas St. Clair, the pitching coach, heading out towards the mound. He'll try to gather things up and maybe stall for a bit of time while simultaneously settling down. Warn me before we see the left-hander Cam McGee. McGee struck out swinging his last time up. Sam Harris is out there trying to break up the conversation. Only now does St. Clair oblige. Augusta can truly break this game open. Bases loaded, two outs. All four men that have reached in this inning have done so with two down. Cam's driven in 13 this year, does have one home run. Second chance to see Willian Bormy, and Bormy steps off. Uses his first reset as the pitch clock was running a bit low. The bloop single from Sanchez, getting Augusta on the board. McGee over top of the changeup, nothing in one. Pulled the head and was swinging for damage. Outfield remains shallow. Lot of space out in the cavernous confines. 0-1. On the ground towards first. He'll roll into the on-deck circle. And the count's 0-2 on McGee. Cam trying to avoid leaving the bases loaded. Augusta's left two on in its first three innings. Sanchez at third, Machado at second, De La Cruz at first. Bags full, two down, 0-2 from Bormy. Inside, ball one. Bormy's at 79 pitches. Reliever looks ready in the bullpen. Big lead every bag, 1-2, Bormy from the belt. Deep breath at home. Check swing. Too far outside. They will appeal. Cam Jones says that McGee did not go. To the naked eye, it appeared Cam held back with room to spare. Two balls, two strikes, two outs as Augusta continues to at least extend the at-bats. McGee whipping the bat through the zone, back and forth and waiting. Bounce towards first. It's picked up in fair territory right along the line. Guerrero steps on the base, and the Jackets leave the bags loaded. Bormy works out of further danger, but Augusta puts up a run and leads 1-0 halfway through the fourth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Jacob Schaefer pitching with a lead for the first time. 1-0 bottom four as Augusta gets a bloop single to go out in front in the top half. Wood Ducks at the top of their order. Jose De Jesus began the ball game with a backwards K. One of four strikeout victims in the first nine hitters. Schaefer misses outside with a fastball. 1-0 on De Jesus. Jose De Jesus had been in center more often than not this series. He's in left today, seating center to Yeremy Cabrera. 1-0-2 far outside. Schaefer had to sit for a good portion of time. It was a very long top of the fourth. Four straight two-out batters all reached, plus a couple meetings at the mound. There was a lot of stall tactics in that inning. 2-0 home. Off the corner once again. Three straight close misses to the arm side. That one the closest of the bunch. DeJesus 7 of 12. If he can get on base, he runs well. Wood Ducks have been very adamant about putting that run back up and answering every time they seem to give one out. DeJesus taking all the way. Called strike one at the knees. 3-1 the count. Infield shifted to the pull. Outfield straight up and deep in right. Schaefer to the plate, and it's cut on and launched down the left field line foul. Schaefer's been able to battle back and work the count full. Nothing but fastballs for Jacob Schaefer. And the payoff is outside. Non-competitive miss on 3-2. It's the second base runner issued by Jacob Schaefer. First walk. Allowed a two-out single to Baker Barroso in the first, and then Barroso was caught stealing by Machado on an 0-2 pitch. Julian Brock trying to see what Down East can get going in the second time through the order. Leadoff man on for the first time. Schaefer, first pitch slider outside. A lot of misses out in the first couple batters to righties and lefties. A lot of bullpen options. Schaefer has been decently efficient so far. 46 pitches into his second batter of inning number four. He'll pick over unsuccessfully. Schaefer went a career long of six last time out and got the no decision. Left with a 1-0 lead. Columbia would tie it down the stretch. In on the hands, flared out to second base, and a nice running catch by Wilmer De La Cruz. Brock got jammed, and it just kept carrying, but Wilmer with the good foot speed able to run it down in shallow right center. De La Cruz has had an adventurous week on the defensive side, a couple key errors and tough plays, but also some phenomenal glove work, including the diving play last night to end the ballgame and that running catch there. One on, one out for Baker Barroso. Schaefer picks over unsuccessfully once again, continuously keeping an eye on DeJesus, who's 2-for-3 stealing in this series. Barroso a single and caught stealing his last time. High leg kick in home. Slider, strike one. Enters at the belt on the outside corner. Barroso hitting 230 on the year. Got his first hit of the week last time. Has the bright orange batting gloves low. Fastball popped away. Nothing in two. The leadoff man a rare exception, but Schaefer has done a very good job of getting ahead of hitters time and again. A lot of two-strike counts against Down East. And the ground balls have come time after time. Two-strike pitch. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Machado makes contact with the batter. And the throw is into center field. DeJesus gets the stolen base. Machado asking about interference. But Barroso, even though it was an ugly swinging strike three, did not leave the batter's box. And so the contact does not warrant batter's interference. DeJesus gets his eighth steal of the year. Man at second, two outs. Now five Ks for Schaefer in 3 2/3. Machado, a bit high of a throw. The contact certainly aided that going into center, but not far enough for DeJesus to advance. First pitch to Ben Hartle. Bounced up the middle and threw for a base hit. That stolen base looms large as DeJesus scores without a play. Hartle, the RBI single, just dribbles one where the defense isn't, and we're tied back up. The Wood Ducks have done that so frequently this year, especially against Augusta. Give up a run, get the run right back. And it's the first earned run allowed by Jacob Schaefer since his pro debut on August 11th. Yeremy Cabrera bats from the left side. Pulls off the fastball. DeJesus did not have a great jump stealing second. The throw would have been close had it not been high. Machado unable to catch the runner. Fastball out 1-1. Carlos Maldonado, the skipper for Down East, has been very strong about utilizing the small ball this series. He has bunted, he has stolen bags, hit and run, doing everything to get the runs home. Cabrera pulls off on the slider 1-2. Today a nice monument in the career of Carlos Maldonado. On this day, 18 years ago, he made his professional MLB debut with the Pirates. Maldonado parts of four seasons behind the plate with Pittsburgh and Washington. Slider in the dirt, strike three. Cabrera goes chasing. Schaefer ties his career high with six strikeouts through four, but the Wood Ducks manufacture a run of their own, and it's 1-1 after four.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
The day is done for Willian Bormy. 4 innings, 5 hits, but just 1 run. Scattered 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. And he flips the ball over to Jake Jakelic, the side-arming right-hander, making his second appearance of the year and of his pro career. 10th-round draft pick out of D2 Northwood University in Michigan. Worked a spotless frame back 2 nights prior, including 1 strikeout. Jakelic at the top of the order, Guanipa, Garcia, and Verdung. And between Jakelic and Luke Savage, Augusta has seen plenty of low slots. First pitch from the sidearm misses low. Sinker, slider, and changeup for Jakelic. Guanipa 0 for 2. A line out to second and ground out to third. Right on right. And bounce towards the right-hand side. Underneath the glove of Macias and into right field. Anthony Macias was on the run trying to track the bouncer and never got his glove down in time. It's a tough running play for Macias, one he would certainly tell you he should make, but it goes as a single to start off for Guanipa. Hits in every inning for the Jackets. Jakelic, always out of the stretch, will not change things. Now facing Junior Garcia, the lefty. Junior pulls off on a slider, nothing and one. Breaking ball almost looks like it rises with that frisbee slider from Jakelic. Guanipa a short lead, and he's back in standing as Jakelic picks over right on cue. Good quick move from the sidewinder. Stands on the first base side of the rubber and comes to a closed stretch. Left foot in front of the right. 0-1 to Junior. Nearly got a piece of Garcia. Tried to double up on the inside breaking ball. And that one ended up behind Junior Garcia. Nice backhand by Ben Hartle. Junior 2 for 2 with a pair of singles. Got caught trying to advance first to second on that single last time up. Pulls off the sinker, 1-2. Everything that Junior has swung, his momentum has taken him towards right field. Head pulling off and the body going with it. See which direction Jakelic wants to go. 1-2. Guided out towards left field. DeJesus underneath it for the first out. First time Junior is disposed of. Went down and got underneath the sinker. One on, one out, and up steps Will Verdung. Ball game tied at 1. Jackets got a bloop single from Luis Sanchez in the top of the 4th. A little dribbler up the middle off the bat of Ben Hartle. Tied the ball game in the bottom. Guanipa, big lead. There he goes on the first pitch. Called a strike. The throw is on target, but not in time. Good throw from Ben Hartle, but Guanipa got a phenomenal jump. Luis now 6 of 10. Guanipa going back and forth with Antonis Macias out at second base. 0-1 the count on Verdung, now with the man in scoring position. Jakelic slider bounced right back to the mound, and Guanipa's hung out to dry, but Jakelic throws it into center field. Guanipa stops at second. Jakelic, a nice job to field his position. Had Guanipa dead to rights and instead threw a two-seam out to second base, and it tipped off the glove of Macias. It'll be a fielder's choice for Will Verdung, and Guanipa escapes danger. First and second, one out. The stolen base prevented a double play, and then Guanipa able to bait a bad throw out of Jake Jakelic. 2 on, 1 out for Titus Dimitru, right on right. First pitch to Titus is outside, that sweeping slider. Jakelic only threw 1 inning in that ball game that he worked, so we have not seen whether or not the Wood Ducks will trust him to go multiple frames. Guanipa dancing around at second. 1-0. Sinker around the knees, gets the call at the bottom of the zone. 88-91 on the sinker for Jakelic. Titus looking to elevate, stay out of the double play. Slider outside, ball two. About a ball and a half off the outside corner. Carlos Maldonado, a former catcher himself, asking where that was as the skipper from the dugout. Titus ahead 2-1. Dimitru, two strikeouts today. Jakelic to the plate. Sweeper at the knees. Two balls, two strikes. Nothing but takes from Dimitru. Titus has seen the sinker and the slider, both from Jake Jakelic. Guanipa at second, Verdung at first in a tie game. Long hold in the 2-2. Sweeper off the end of the bat towards the right field line and foul. Bat splintered a little bit and Dimitru just snaps it over his knee. Showing off the strength just a little bit. He was already a broken bat down. Might as well just do it all the way. It's always a powerful feeling. So Jakelic will get another opportunity against Titus Dimitru. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming. Short leg lift and a slider outside. Jakelic very quick to the plate. He barely comes set with a man not on base or with somebody at first. Now working through his timing progressions with Guanipa out at second. Comes to a stop and here's the 3-2. Sinker outside, ball four, bases loaded. Single, fielder's choice, and walk, and the bags are full for Cade Kern. Thomas St. Clair, the pitching coach, been a busy week for him. He'll head out to the mound. And already there's somebody on the bullpen bump. Nobody up for the Green Jackets right now. Jacob Schaefer's gone through four innings. Cade Kern had the double, the first extra base hit of the game, and then came around to score with two outs last inning. Long meeting. Sam Harris only now coming out to break it up. And Thomas St. Clair, a couple things going back and forth with Harris. Did not look overly negative. Trying to count the number of visits, it appeared. And so a big at-bat in the middle innings for Cade Kern. 1-1 game, top five. Jackets out hitting the Wood Ducks 6-2, but tied 1-1. Jakelic fires in the sinker to strike on the outside corner. And now with the bases loaded, Jakelic has to be careful because he is very close to not coming set. Rocks to a stop. Now here he comes. And Kern pulls off a middle-middle slider. Breaking ball that hung. And Jakelic gets away with it. Not a pitch you necessarily want to see him replicate. 0-2. Same spot on the slider, and Kern fouls it back. Was out in front. Gotten away with the breaking ball on a couple different occasions. Bags full, one out. 0-2. Target outside from the catcher. On the corner. No call. One ball, two strikes. Slider just off the outside corner. A bit too far. St. Clair, Maldonado, both unhappy with Sam Harris. Kern stays afloat. Jakelic to the plate and muscled out of play. Bit of a slide step there from Jake Jakelic, trying to alter the timing of Cade Kern. There's a lefty up in the bullpen for Down East. Looks like Josh Trenadu, who got the start on Wednesday. 1-2 home, too far outside. Jakelic has started to rush with that slider on the last couple pitches, and he's pulled it to the glove side as a result. It's getting out in front from that low release. 2-2. Fouled back on the sinker. Kern saw 89 middle out and continues to battle. Good at bat brewing here. He's seen seven pitches. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Trenadu started on Wednesday, but did not make it more than an inning and two-thirds as he hit a high pitch count. Pitch number 8 of the at-bat. Lofted down the right field line. Jones headed over, but it will fall foul up at the base of the Mother Earth Pavilion down the right field line. Kern refusing to give an inch. If Jakela can locate that slider, strike to ball, you have a feeling he could get Kern fishing. The pitch, slider in the other batter's box, started out and went even further, 3-2. Good diving stop by Hartle in his first game catching of the week. Nowhere to put Cade Kern. The bases are loaded. 3-2. Ripped into center field. Base hit. One run will score. Verdung gets the wave around. The throw comes into third, and Verdung is in safely without a play. Cade Kern, a multi-hit day. He's got two RBIs on that knock, and Augusta reclaims the lead 3-1. Just kept fighting and finally got a sinker in the center of the plate, and Kern makes the most of it. 102 off the bat on a screaming line drive. Kern's 23rd and 24th RBIs of the year with Augusta. 3-1, still two aboard for Luis Sanchez. Sanchez will take strike one at the belt. Luis 1-for-2, a ground out and an RBI single, blooped one into the Bermuda Triangle behind first. Dimitriou at second, and Kern at first base. Bounce to the right side, handled by Guerrero. He'll go to second, and nobody's covering the base. Pollard and Macias were both around second, not on the bag, and everybody is safe once again. With the infield in the shift, there was confusion whether Pollard or Macias would take the ball, and Carlos Maldonado is out of the dugout. Jakelic, 27 pitches in the inning, and he departs. Another call to the bullpen early. Less than an inning of action for Jakelic. Back in 90 seconds on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Second arm of the inning will be Josh Trenadue, the lefty out of the College of Southern Idaho, making his second appearance of the week. Got the start on Wednesday, not the prettiest of occurrences, an inning and two-thirds. Threw 30 pitches in the second and got lifted, but good numbers overall this year. And he's left on left with the bases loaded against Austin Machado. One out, 3-1 game in the top of the fifth. First pitch is a slider low and outside, handled well by Hartle. Trenadue fastball, curve, slider, and change from a high three-quarter slot. 24th appearance. All but eight have been out of the bullpen. Very high strikeout rate for Trenadue, especially left on left. 1-0 to Machado. On the outside corner, it evens the count. Fastball right on the edge. Dimitriou at third, Kern at second, Sanchez at first. Walk, single, and fielder's choice where everybody reached. 1-1 to Machado. Cuts underneath the fastball for strike two. Austin had an RBI single against Trenadue on Wednesday. And the Richmond-born lefty trying to win round two. Jackets two runs in the inning on a two RBI knock from Cade Kern up the middle. Trenadue from the first base side of the rubber. High leg kick in home. Fouled back. High heat, and Machado stays alive. It's lefty switch hitter and lefty here at the bottom of the order for Augusta. So this is the right portion of the Green Jackets' order to bring in the southpaw Trenadue. Also a man who can give you some distance out of the pen. With one out and the bases loaded, looking to stop the bleeding. The pitch. Slider queued up the middle. Pollard takes it. The only play is at first. And Machado gets the job done. An RBI ground out. Makes it a three-run game. Kern up to third. Sanchez to second. And Dimitru scores easily. 4-1. Macias was playing deep in the four hole. Pollard up the middle, so there was no chance for Macias to get there and Pollard to hold the bag. Chandler just going across second base and ensuring at least one out was recorded. Wilmer De La Cruz will be the eighth batter of the inning. First time hitting as a righty. A walk and a strikeout today. Trenadue's first pitch. De La Cruz is late. Got behind the fastball at 94. Two men in scoring position. Sanchez, solid speed out at second and a very big lead. Nobody close. 0-1 to Wilmer. Low and inside. De La Cruz adjusts the back foot as a result. Green Jackets one run in the fourth. Wood Ducks answered immediately to tie it back up. And the Jackets with a counterpunch. That second hit right on the chin. Three runs. Slider down the center. It freezes De La Cruz. 1-2. Sun has made its way out. Breeze now whipping right to left. Trenadue looking to strand a pair with one of three inherited runners having already scored. To the plate. At the knees. Called strike three. De La Cruz down looking on a fastball that freezes the young second baseman. Jacket strike for three. Cade Kern the big swing, and it's 4-1 Augusta halfway home.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Green Jackets 4, Wood Ducks 1, halfway through the fifth. Jacob Schaefer back out for another inning of action, and he has the largest lead of his season. Schaefer has been sallied with a handful of unfortunate no decisions, trying to keep Pablo Guerrero at bay to start off the bottom half. First pitch, check swing and went around. Guerrero could not stop the bat on the sharp slider. Fastball in the low 90s, slider mid to upper 80s. 0-1 right on right. Breaking ball bounced up the middle. Going to be a tough play for Cam McGee. And he whiffs on it. Ball in and out of the glove. Guerrero was running hard. And the leadoff man reaches. It was hit so softly that once it got past Jacob Schaefer on the bump, both Cam and Wilmer De La Cruz were going to have a difficult time. And the call is E6. Guerrero was running hard, but does not run especially well. Leadoff man on for Keith Jones. Schaefer out of the stretch. Strike one outside corner. Jones grounded out to second his last time up. So far, Jacob Schaefer has induced three outs on the ground. So Augusta in double play depth and looking to make another one. Slider cut through by Jones. Good back foot breaking ball, 0-2. That's been the slider at its best. Start low and in, drop out of the zone entirely, but force the lefties to chase. Everybody knows how much a left-handed hitter loves a low and in pitch to be able to drop the barrel and just turn it down the sideline. Somebody up in the pen for Augusta. Looks like Hyder Ortiz. 0-2 to Jones. Below the zone, ball one. Hyder certainly in need of a get-right game to end the season on a high note. Had a rough last couple of outings. Short lead for Guerrero at first. Schaefer a deep breath. Tipped into the mitt, strike three. Jacob Schaefer with the punch out. That's a new career high for Schaefer. He's at 7-4 1/3. As the K-stuff working tonight. One on, one out for Chandler Pollard. The speedy shortstop grounded out to third his last time. 3-15, 5 strikeouts on the week as a whole. First pitch to Pollard, downstairs. Luis Sanchez about a step behind the bag at third. Infield shifted to the left, but De La Cruz playing up the middle. Slider popped up into shallow right field. De La Cruz battling the high sunshine. Going out, Kern coming in, and neither of them make the catch. Kern throws to second, he throws wildly, and everybody is safe. Fighting the sunlight, and just a chaotic defensive game continues. We've seen a couple different players struggle with that sun so far this week, especially in some of the early starting games. Pitching coach Elvin Nina heads out to the mound. Two on, one out. And you could make a very convincing case that Schaefer should have been out of this inning, three up, three down. An E6, a strikeout, and then that botched pop-up. Never hit the glove of De La Cruz or Kern, so for now it's a single. Kern tried to rush a throw into second and get the lead runner on a fielder's choice, but tossed it wide of the bag and allowed Guerrero to puff his way up. Antonis Macias represents the tying run here in the bottom of the fifth. Augusta 3 in the top half. Wood Ducks on the march once again. It's a single and an E9 is what the call is. First pitch to Macias, high and outside. Albert Rivas is now stretching alongside Hyder Ortiz. Multiple forms of action in the bullpen. 1-0 on the 9-hitter. Three-quarter swing, Macias went around. Evens the count at once. Macias struck out swinging his last time up. Schaefer has been masterful at inducing soft contact. 1-1. Popped up behind third. Sanchez drifting out into foul territory. Going to be a tough play for everybody, and it lands on top of the tarp. Sanchez had to go in and out, and with Garcia playing towards the gap in left center, nobody had an opportunity. Would have taken a web gem up against the wall to make the catch regardless. Count 1-2 on Antonis Macias, leadoff man on deck, Jose De Jesus. Two men on in a three-run game. The pitch inside and to the backstop. Machado couldn't squeeze the breaking ball. It sneaks past the catcher and 90 feet advancement for both base runners. That eliminates the force opportunity with one out, 2-2 count, and two men in scoring position. Guerrero at third, Pollard at second on the wild pitch. 2-2 delivery. Rocked foul down the left field line. Ortiz ready and waiting in the bullpen. Schaefer trying to work his way through a lengthened fifth as the defense has not been there to back him up. And Schaefer's up at 68 pitches. He's been capped around 70 to 75 so far this year. Another 2-2. Inside, just off the corner. About a half ball off the inner edge. Too close for comfort, but a good take from Macias. Count goes full. First base is open, but a walk loads the bags. The payoff. Strike three, swinging, tipped into the mitt and held onto by Machado. 8 strikeouts for Jacob Schaefer. Back to the top. Winston Sawyer's coming out of the dugout. Nope, he's headed down the steps. Went up to the top and then back down under. Little false start from Sawyer. Jose De Jesus, a walk and a strikeout at the top. First man to face Schaefer 3 times. High ball 1. De Jesus walked to lead off the 4th, stole 2nd, and then came around on a single from Ben Hartle. Anything to the outfield should score 2 with Pollard's speed. De Jesus chases the fastball 1-1. One way or another, this is likely the last batter for Jacob Schaefer. If it's a walk, you might try to leave Schaefer in just to avoid any bases-loaded mishaps with Hyder Ortiz. High fastball, 2 balls and a strike. De Jesus, 3-for-19 this week, has just 1 RBI on the year. But certainly a chance here to add to that total. Double or even triple it. Ahead 2-1. And cuts through the slider, got fooled, and looked awkward on the swing. Slider ended up right around the front hip, and so De Jesus was stepping in the bucket, pulling his body off to not add insult to injury. 2 strikes, 2 outs. Schaefer looking to strand a pair. The pitch. Bounced towards the Green Jacket dugout. Elvin Nina makes a nice play on the ricochet. Laughing and smiling with the fans. So De Jesus will see a 6th pitch of this at bat. Back-to-back sliders low and in. Schaefer to the plate. Tipped into the mitt. Held on to strike 3. 3 punch outs in the inning for Jacob Schaefer. A little extra glare down at De Jesus after it. 5 innings, 1 run, 9 punch outs for Jacob Schaefer. And the Jackets lead by 3.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a medic. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at WellStar. Highly rated by fans like you. WellStar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of minor league.
The old school bowl with the awning overhead. Change from bleachers to chairbacks. Pavilion added down the right field line. It's in relatively good shape for its age. Another 2-2. And it comes in and hits McGee right between the shoulder blades. Not where that pitch was supposed to go, and certainly not where McGee wanted to wear it. But Cam's on to lead off the 6th. Back-to-back innings where the leadoff man reaches, and McGee, who has great speed, is a threat. Trenadue's got a solid pickoff move. We did see it briefly on Wednesday. Jackets back at the top for Luis Guanipa, who's 1-for-3. First base runner allowed by Josh Trenadue. The command is the one question with him from the left side. First pitch to Guanipa. Popped up behind first. Guerrero out, Macias out. into foul territory. Pablo can't get there. Was trying to make a running basket catch with his back to home plate and never quite able to locate the baseball. That's such a tough play for an infielder going out. Guanipa singled and scored to start off the fifth. An extra time is called for Pablo Guerrero to get back into position. Count 0-1 on Guanipa. McGee shuffles off of first. Trenadu picks over, steps off the back of the mound. Just that lightning move over there rather than the deception. Ball short hopped in, and Cam got in with an easy dive. Shadow starting to creep towards home plate with the sun high in the sky. Nothing in one on Guanipa. Trying to do an extra look over at first. High leg kick and misses inside. Trying to do lifted the leg straight up in front of him and looked over at McGee. Had that opportunity to go to first if he needed to or come home if Cam did not break. So McGee continues to have the eyes of the pitcher. Slide step. And Guanipa's underneath the fastball, 1-2. 88 strikeouts in 69 innings entering the day for Trenadu, now 89-70. The K's have been a key piece of his repertoire, really since his first days of college ball. Inside fastball, called strike three. Ran back towards the edge, Guanipa backed up and draws the backwards K. Second punch out for Trenadu. Had a rough record but high strikeouts at Southern Virginia University, Division III in the old Coast to Coast Conference. Transferred out for 2 years at College of Southern Idaho and was slated to transfer back east and come to the D1 level, but got the draft spot instead. Junior Garcia out in front of a slider, nothing in one. Junior 2-for-3, two singles and a fly out to left. Everything has gone up the middle. Or to the backside this week, it seems. Had a rare pull-side ground ball back in the first. McGee a bit further off. Slide step outside, 1-1. Trenadu mixing his looks, mixing his timings, doing everything he can to keep Cam away. McGee's 17 of 21 this year, but has not attempted a steal yet this week. Another pickoff move. Trenadu steps off the back of the rubber and tosses softly. That's the first disengagement of this at-bat. Garcia good left on left, but so is Trenadu. Battle of the primary sides. Runner goes. 1-1 slider, swing and a miss. The throw is high, and McGee is in safely. Cam got a phenomenal jump on Trenadu, and the bag was stolen without contention. Cam 18 of 22. Man in scoring position with one out as Augusta looks for some insurance. Hyder Ortiz appears to have the sixth. Two strike to Junior. Too far outside. Garcia able to hold back on the slider and run the count 2-2. Will Verdung on deck. He'll see a lefty for the first time if he gets the chance. 2-2 pitch at the knees, called strike three. Garcia down looking right at the bottom of the zone. Back-to-back backwards K is right on the black for Josh Trenadu. He struck out three of the five batters he's faced. Looks very comfortable in this bullpen role after Augusta was able to tag him and get him out early in his start on Wednesday. Will Verdung looking to bring McGee home from second with two outs. Add to the 4-1 game. First pitch to Verdung, inside, ball one. Will 0-for-3 reached on a fielder's choice his last time up and scored. Verdung worked a walk in his only at-bat against Trenadu on Wednesday. McGee a bit further off, now doubles back. Fastball off the inner third once more, 2-0 on a pair of close looks. Trenadu has been trying to run that two-seam fastball off the front hip of the righties and then back inside. 2-0 pitch to Verdung. Slider on the outside corner. Breaking ball just drops in on the edge. Will, 37 RBIs on the year. He leads the team in that category. And you'd love to have as much of a cushion for Ortiz and the rest of the bullpen as possible. No need to make things contentious late. Verdung rifles it foul, 2-2. Titus Dimitru on deck if it gets that far. He's been hitting the ball very well this week. A lot of hard contact when he puts it in play. Verdung will shorten up a little bit. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hartle with the target at the knees. 2-2. Downstairs, rare changeup for Josh Trenadue. Count goes full. First base is, in fact, open. Outfield a couple steps in from their usual slots, trying to cut down McGee at the plate. 3-2 delivery. Inside, ball 4. Verdung works the walk. Second free pass, first of the walk variety of the inning. Nobody's put a ball in play so far. Hit by pitch, 2 strikeouts, and a walk in the 6th. Jackets out hitting down East 7-3, leading 4-1, despite 2 errors of their own creation. Titus Dimitru, 2 strikeouts and a walk. First pitch to Titus, breaking ball high. Slider flattening out a little bit, and that will prompt some movement in the down East bullpen. There's a righty beginning to throw, very softly tossing. Two on, two out. Trenadue behind in the count. Slider pulled foul towards third base, out in front of the breaking ball and over top. McGee has the better speed of the two base runners. Verdung over at first. Dimitru playing against his old college teammate out in right, Keith Jones. The Aggies have been well represented this series. Titus, hands low, tucked under the chin, 1-1. Backdoor slider, called strike 2. Floats into the outside corner. Once again, Trenadue one pitch away from getting out of the 6th scorelessly. His first full inning came on with 1 out and the bases loaded in the 5th. 1-2 home. And punched back foul in on the hands of Dimitru. Minute by minute, the awning shadow creeps closer towards the catcher. And sooner or later, those shadows will come into play for the offense. Titus looking for his first hit of the day and an opportunity to bring home a run, extend the lead to 4 or more. Both runners going. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Dimitru down on strikes. 3 Ks in the inning for Trenadue. The Green Jackets strand a pair. And they will go to the bullpen. Hyder Ortiz has the baseball when we come back to Granger Stadium.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jackets with a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Hyder Ortiz takes the hill in relief of Jacob Schaefer. Schaefer, another incredibly strong outing. 5 innings, 3 hits, just 1 run. He strikes out a career-high 9 and leaves as the pitcher of record. Brock Barroso and Hartle will see Hyder Ortiz for the second time this series. Hyder 6 games, 6 1/3, an 8.53 ERA. First pitch fastball off the mitt and to the backstop. That command is going to be the question. Brock 0 for 2, a ground out and a soft line drive. 97 to start off for Ortiz. He's been up to 98, 99 this year. Fastball and slider primarily. The 1-0 to Brock. Bounce to the right side, nobody home. A wide open hole, and Brock's got a leadoff single. De La Cruz was playing up the middle. There was nobody in the same zip code. 109 off the bat. Brock barreled it right into the grass. His first hit of the day. And up steps Baker Barroso. Big Sunday crowd has been lively today. Certainly engaged on every opportunity. Barroso 1 for 2. Singled back in the first. And he takes outside on the slider. Ortiz is still working on formulating that breaking ball. It's a low spin slider that can back up on him at times. But trying to develop something other than the fastball. Back to the slider, and that one was pretty. 1-1 had Barroso out in front. Changes the pace when you have to be geared up for 97-98. Short lead for Brock at first. Ortiz to the dish. Third straight slider, and it's fouled off of Machado. Machado took that one right between the legs, but seems all right. Barroso behind 1-2. Hyder, when he's been on, has been incredibly fun to watch, but as of late, has not had the same success. Ahead 1-2. Slider towards first, and foul. It's picked up by Verdung. A half step wide of first base. Verdung was trying to pick it up in time. Seemed like he had a strong opportunity to get one out and potentially two. Brock was off on the swing, however. Jackets leading 4-1, but Down East has been at their best late in the game. 1-2. High and tight to even the count. Nothing but off speed so far for Hyder Ortiz. 5 consecutive sliders. 2-2. There's the first fastball, and somehow Barroso gets out of the way. 98 aimed at the knees. Count goes full. Hyder, a developmental piece for the Green Jackets with a very high ceiling. 3-2. Slider upstairs. Ball 4. Back-to-back base runners with nobody out in the sixth. Coaching staff all looking down towards the bullpen. Augusta has options. Jacob Gomez would likely be the first among them, along with Albert Rivas. You have to wonder how long the leash is going to be here in the season finale for Hyder Ortiz. Back-to-back men have reached. Ben Hartle batting. He's 1 for 2. And takes downstairs. Ball 1. Hartle, an RBI single back up the middle his last time. Hyder trying to find the zone. 1-0. Just off the outside corner, a close miss, but unsuccessful. 7 of 11 pitches for Ortiz have been outside the zone. Got ahead 1-2 on Barroso, but couldn't finish the fight. The pitch to Hartle. Inside corner, strike 1. 96 on the edge. Brock at second, Barroso at first. The middle of the order setting the table for Hartle. 2-1. Popped up. First baseline. Verdung chasing, but he's out of room. Just kept on going out towards the concession stand on the right field line. And another 2-strike count for Ortiz. Hyder does have 8 Ks in 6 1/3. 3 ball games out of the 6 he's thrown. He struck out multiple men. Long look back at second. One more for good measure. The 2-2. Outside ball three. Took a little bit off. Walk loads the bases with nobody out. And Albert Rivas is getting up in the bullpen. Rivas to the belt. Ortiz to the plate. Check swing. Called strike three. Hartle flipped the bat away and now has to return to the dugout. Breaking ball about a half ball off the corner. That's been there for both sides. And Hartle, who's been catching and has gotten that call himself, is a victim of circumstance. A much-needed out number one for Hyder Ortiz. Now he'll face a lefty for the first time in Yeremy Cabrera. Righties have been slightly better than lefties this year against Ortiz. First pitch fastball, a strike. Part of that is because when Hyder misses with the fastball, he usually misses arm side. And so there's less concern that he'll hit somebody when there's nobody in the right-handed box. 0-1, low and in to even the count. Cabrera, two strikeouts, one looking, one swinging against Jacob Schaefer, who just continues to dazzle in his pro debut. 1-1 home. Good slider, but off the outside corner. Looked like it came back to the edge, but Sam Harris says no. That puts Cabrera ahead in the count. Schaefer now a 1.35 ERA in five games as a pro. 2-1 on the center fielder. Outside ball three. Walk loads the bases for Pablo Guerrero. Rivas has been stretching. And now it looks like he's ready to get off the mound. He's not alone either. The 3-1 pitch. Ball four. Base is loaded, one out. Two walks in the first four batters, and Elvanina's headed out to the mound. Second visit for the pitching coach. Now there's a lefty getting up. Jacob Kroger threw last night, and he got the save in the 10th. We'll see if he's the one that goes or not. It would be a surprise for sure. You have Jacob Kroger and Jacob Gomez out there for lefties. And now Albert Rivas is up as well. Looking for options in the pen. But at a certain point, you need Hyder to find the zone. The go-ahead run steps to the box in the bottom of the sixth. A 4-1 game, but the Wood Ducks have the bases loaded and one out. Two walks and a hard-hit single. Lined him up. Pablo Guerrero 0-for-2. Reached on an error last time. First pitch slider, and Guerrero waves through it. The right time for that breaking ball. Pablo is very aggressive on secondary pitches. Target outside. Back to the slider. It's too far upstairs. Slider has been 87-90. Fastball 94-98. Corners halfway up, middles are back. Double play depth with one out. Ortiz to the dish. Inside, ball two. Fans starting to liven up a little bit, getting behind the offense. Guerrero ahead, 2-1. Three straight breaking balls for Ortiz. To the plate. Slider, and again Guerrero's out in front. That breaking ball, burying itself towards the outside corner, is Ortiz at his best right now. The runner at second, Baker Barroso, waving outside, saying, think opposite way. 2-2. Strike three, swinging. Guerrero saw the same slider three times and waved at all three. Second strikeout in the inning for Hyder Ortiz. Keith Jones will bat with the bases loaded from the left side. Now two outs. Jones a ground out and a strikeout. First pitch from Ortiz. Fastball, strike one at the knees. 97 and well located. More of that from Hyder. Infield to the left side. Corner outfielders are deep. Guanipa, medium distance in center. To Jones, inside. The action in the bullpen has slowed. Hyder trying to work his way out of the fire. Jones has driven in a pair this week and has 4 hits in 17 tries. The 1-1 below the knees. 2 balls and a strike once again. Trying to find the command against the lefty. Ortiz has been fastball dependent. 2-1 home. Slider hooked down the right field line. Foul ball. That could have been a bases clearing knock into the corner, but it waves just wide of the right field line. 2-2. Jones hammered that one. 101 off the bat. 2 strikes, 2 outs, and the base is loaded for Keith Jones, the second. 22-year-old out of Brentwood. Ortiz rocks to a stop. 2-2. Strike three, swinging. High fastball. Jones tips it into the mitt. Ortiz makes a mess, cleans it up, leaves the bases loaded, and the Jackets remain in front by 3.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Once again, Carlos Maldonado goes to the bullpen. Adonis Villavicencio will throw for the second time this series. 23rd appearance of the year between two levels, primarily with Down East this year. This is his 15th as a Wood Duck. 0-2, a 4.98 ERA. Villavicencio facing Kern, Sanchez, and Machado here in the seventh inning with Augusta in front 4-1. Villavicencio, 2 scoreless innings on Thursday night in relief of Kyle Larson. First pitch right on right is bounced out towards shortstop. Kern aggressive early. Chandler Pollard throws to first. Guerrero holds the bag. 1 pitch, 1 out in the seventh. There's not as much movement in the pen as you might think. We'll see if Hyder Ortiz goes back out. Ortiz walked the tightrope, but not sure that's an inning you want to live through twice. If anything, just to keep the blood pressure down of the coaching staff. Luis Sanchez is 1-for-3, an RBI single in the fourth. He's also first pitch swinging. On the ground, out to short again. Pollard across his body. Guerrero the stretch. Out is the call. Connor Justice immediately arguing that Guerrero was off the bag. Cam Jones and Connor Justice once again unhappy with each other. And so Jones will go check with Sam Harris. Connor Justice, the first base coach, was adamant that Guerrero had pulled off. The two going back and forth, and now they're walking over to Carlos Maldonado. A conversation being had with the home side manager. Luis Sanchez is still standing on the first base bag. If the call stands, it's 2 outs on 2 pitches. Maldonado has his finger wagging out at Cam Jones, and safe is the call. Sam Harris overrules Cam Jones, much to the dismay of this crowd. And Sanchez is aboard for the third time. One on, one out. You have to figure Machado's going to take one. Sanchez gets the call, and he's at first with one out. First lefty to see Villavicencio, and he takes a changeup for strike one. Austin, one for two, a single walk and ground out, brought home a run on that ground ball, his fourth RBI of the year. Sanchez a short lead. Villavicencio out of the stretch, bright red glove at the belt. Changeup low to even the count. The red of the Rangers' alternate color clashing with the green and orange of Down East. Still waiting to see exactly what the full colorway is going to be when they move and become the Hub City Spartanburgers, but we do know it will have some green in it as well. Villavicencio picks over to check on the runner. Sanchez in with a dive. If you saw the reveal for the Columbus Clingstones a couple nights ago, those will be some interesting uniforms. They've got peach, green, and black as their colors. When you're named after a peach, that makes sense. Machado takes outside 2-1. But Columbus will become the first team with an all-peach uniform. We're talking peach jersey, peach pants, and a cap to boot. Whites, grays, blacks, and the peaches for the Clingstones. Those will be some interesting uniforms on the field. 2-1. And Machado cuts through the high heat to even the count. Adonis 90-93 with the fastball. Sanchez's call has been ruled an E6, so it's a throwing error on Pollard to pull Guerrero off the bag. First error of the day for the Ducks. 2-2 on Machado. Villavicencio to the plate. Outside, slider stayed up to run the count full. That last inning only emphasized the need to add to this three-run lead. 4-1, not exactly comfortable with nine outs still to get. The payoff, ball four. Fastball with a significant deal of run misses outside. Back-to-back batters reach on the error and the walk. Hitless in the frame, Augusta does not have a hit since the fifth. Wilmer De La Cruz, two strikeouts and a walk. The hero last night on both sides of the baseball. First pitch. Shows bunt and then pulls back. Baker Barroso was playing away from the line and deep. Pablo Guerrero was playing behind the first base bag. So if De La Cruz can drop a bunt down, it's really Villavicencio or nobody. 1-0. Not squaring. Underneath the fastball. 1-1. Wilmer took a big hack unsuccessfully. The bunt is still not a bad idea here. Even with one out. 1-1. Taken for a strike on the outside corner. Buries its way to the outer edge, 1-2. Albert Rivas and Jacob Gomez have both been moving about in the bullpen for Augusta. Jacob Kroger as well. 1-2 to De La Cruz. Popped out of play. Some stretching in the pen for Down East. Eric Loomis is up. He's not alone. Carlos Maldonado featuring as many arms as possible in the season finale, it appears. Still 1-2, Villavicencio to the dish. Lined into center field. That hung up, and it will be caught. Sanchez just took off, and it's a double play. Sanchez broke on contact. The ball stayed up for Yeremy Cabrera. It's an 8-4 double play to get rid of that error. Another miscue on the bases. The Jackets strand one. Back-to-back zeros posted by Trenadu and Villavicencio. Augusta going to the bullpen once again. We'll tell you who's up next when we come back.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer.
file of fear this year. What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Well, we saw the Hyder Ortiz experience in full force in the sixth. Two walks, a hit, and three strikeouts in a scoreless inning. And now it's Jacob Gomez, the lefty, for the bottom of the seventh against Chandler Pollard. Left on right to begin. Pollard shows bunt and pulls back on a called strike inside corner with the fastball. Gomez fastball, slider, curve, and changeup. He has been incredible since signing out of Old Dominion. Backdoor slider, 0-2. Gomez, 6 games, 1-0, an 0.77 ERA and 19 strikeouts. 19 of the 35 outs recorded have been K's. Slider out, 1-2. Gomez got the win in his debut August 9th against Charleston. This is his second appearance of the week. Out of the windup, 1-2 to Pollard. Roped back foul to stay alive. Gomez in that ballgame a couple nights prior was phenomenal out of the pen. 2 1/3 hitless, did not allow a base runner. Stranded two men aboard and struck out 5 of the 7 he faced. Another 1-2. Check swing, went around, no appeal needed, strike 3. 13th strikeout for Green Jacket pitching between Schaefer, Ortiz, and Gomez. Jacob Gomez was an undrafted free agent out of the Old Dominion Monarchs. And the New Jersey native has just taken Single-A to task. Here's Antonis Macias, left on left, and it's a slider outside. Gomez just attacks seemingly everybody he faces after a great year at ODU as a closer. He's been even better as a pro. 1-0 bounce to second base. De La Cruz able to flip over to first with plenty of time. 2 up, 2 down. And if Winston Sawyer truly desired, Gomez could finish this ballgame. Jacob has gone 3 innings once already this year. That was last week against the Fireflies. Jose De Jesus will turn around and bat from the right side. 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Only run to come home for the Wood Ducks. First pitch fastball, strike 1 outside corner. Gomez does not waste much time. Gets the call, gets the ball, and goes into that rotation. Out of the windup, Gomez rocks and fires. Upstairs, 1-1. A 4-1 lead and the inability to capitalize on some early shakiness from Hyder Ortiz could come back to bite the Ducks. Breaking ball, popped up, right side and foul up and over the awning. Count 1-2 on DeJesus as Gomez looks to take care of the side in order. The 3 runs scored in the 5th by the Green Jackets proved the difference in a 4-1 game. To the plate, Gomez, strike 3, swinging. Gets DeJesus the same way he got Pollard. 3 up, 3 down. Gomez does it on 11 pitches, and he takes care of the Wood Ducks, 4-1 after 7.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Adonis Villavicencio returns for the top of the eighth as we continue to tick ever closer to officially saying goodbye to Granger Stadium and the 2024 season as a whole. Cam McGee will lead off against the righty. Jackets up 4-1. Ballpark that has seen incredible amounts of talent come through, but the folks that have played here could fill out an all-star roster all in and of themselves. First pitch called a strike. As of now, only one Hall of Famer has worn the Kinston uniform, affiliated with the Indians for so long. It was Fred McGriff who made his way from here to the Hall. Change up outside 1-1. But this ballpark has bid home to Cy Young winners Cliff Lee and C.C. Sabathia. Bartolo Colon, Jim Thome, Manny Ramirez have all come through here. Outside 2-1 on McGee as the lefty awaits. Cam's 0-2 with a hit by pitch and a strikeout. There's been a whole lot to work this ballpark through. McGee pulls off the fastball. 2 balls and 2 strikes as the sun continues to peek over the clouds. It was the Kinston Indians for a great deal of time, and then they departed for Zebulon after 2010. The 2-2 outside to run the count full. 6 years without baseball for Granger Stadium, and then the contraction of the California League cut down the Bakersfield Blaze and the High Desert Mavericks, and that brought down East Ball Club. Full count pitch. Swing and a miss. Villavicencio gets his first strikeout and disposes of Cam McGee, who's 0-3. Back to the top of the order for the Jackets. Top eight looking for some extra insurance. Luis Guanipa's 1-for-4 with a run scored. Singled and came around in the fifth. Cade Kearns' 2-run single right now proving to be the difference. An RBI ground out from Machado also in that inning. Villavicencio rips the slider towards the backstop. Missed the glove entirely of Hartle, 1-0. Guanipa deep in the right-handed box, slightly closed from the right side. Jam shot, foul of third, 1-1. And it looks like the bat cracked a bit on Guanipa. He'll take the stick from Junior Garcia. Had to toss his bat out of play, had just enough damage to need a new one. And so Luis will assemble the new equipment before the 1-1 pitch. Top-ranked pitching or position player prospect on the roster, the 1-1 slider, and Guanipa cuts through. We've seen plenty of prospect firepower come through the Green Jackets this year. Guanipa's been the most highly regarded position player in a Braves organization that is so pitching-heavy as it is. 1-2 slider, called strike three off the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the eighth. About a ball off the edge, too close to take. 2 up, 2 down. Diego Benitez came on with a lot of fanfare at the start of the year. Did not have a very auspicious start, but we'll likely see him again once he gets to full health in 2025. Guanipa, Heel, and Garcia have all made a name for themselves on the position side. Junior Garcia at bat now, fouls away strike one. The pitching side is where Augusta has made their money, and whether it be prospects or under-the-radar acquisitions coming alive, that's where the talent has been focused. Didier Fuentes, a massive step forward this year. Fastball, strike two. Fuentes went from unranked to on the top 30. Started out the year as an 18-year-old on the opening day roster and led the team in innings and strikeouts. 0-2 to Junior. Ball one outside. Garrett Bauman, Luis Vargas, Mitch Ferris, Riley Fry from that opening rotation have all moved on to High A Rome. The 1-2. Swung at and missed by Garcia. Goes down chasing the changeup. Villavicencio strikes out the side, and we head to the bottom of the eighth. Gomez back to work, 6 outs away from a victory.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar. Highly rated by fans like you. WellStar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance.
Jacob Gomez went 1-2-3 through the seventh, struck out two of the three men he saw. Here in the eighth, he'll get his toughest test remaining, Brock Barroso and Hartle, all from the right side. Julian Brock, 1-for-3. Starting off the bottom of inning number 8, the first pitch from Gomez. On the outside corner, 0-1. Righties slightly better comparatively to lefties against Gomez entering the year. 182 versus 118. Neither side much to write home about. On the outside corner with the change, 0-2. Brock will use his timeout as Gomez continues to just rope his way through. Hard not to get a little bit nostalgic for what we've seen this season. One last ball game for both teams here. 0-2 slider cued into left center field. Junior Garcia right there. He was shifted perfectly for the first out. Jackets had two major league rehab assignments for the first time since joining the Braves. Hurston Waldrop for one, Ian Anderson for two. Brought a lot of excitement to the ballpark and a couple huge pitching prospect debuts led by Cam Caminiti 8 days ago. If he comes back for 2025, and you expect he will, as Baker Barroso takes ball one to begin his fourth at bat, that kid is going to be incredibly fun to watch. 1-0 to Barroso, cuts through the fastball to even the count. A season where the best available record is 49-80 if you hold on today. Certainly not without its valleys. Barroso out to right field. Got some carry. Cade Kern in front of the track makes the one-handed catch. And this year will go down offensively as the lowest in Green Jacket organizational history. In a variety of offensive categories, but individually, just about everybody has made improvements, and the development piece has been very strong. Ben Hartle batting once again. He'll take strike one at the knees. Hartle 1-for-3 has the only RBI of the day for Down East. A lot of optimism with some of the young players that have come through for 2025 and improvements on both sides of the baseball. But again, the pitching continues to be the key piece. Gomez out of the windup, just below the zone with the secondary, 2-0. Hartle staying patient from the right side, 1-1, beg your pardon, is the count. Stands open right on left, and bounces this towards his own dugout for strike two. This is the team that made it through the 14-game losing streak, the longest in single A this year and the longest in Green Jackets history, but came out the other side and much better since that tide ended. 1-2, swing and a miss, Hartle down on strikes. Three punch outs for Jacob Gomez in a six up, six down campaign. We head to the ninth, one last inning, at least in regulation, here in the 2024 season.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Justin Sanchez will take the ball in the ninth inning, 20th and final appearance of his season here in the ninth inning of game 129 for Augusta, 128 for Down East. Handful of rainouts and hurricane-adjacent activities caused both these teams to lose a couple ball games. Will Verdung leading off the ninth. First pitch from the southpaw misses outside. Supposed to be 132 games in a season, and everybody goes in knowing you're lucky if you get there. Two teams that got close. Verdung from the right side. 1-0 fastball, too high. Will 0 for 3, walk in a fielder's choice, so on base twice and scored once. Sanchez threw a couple nights ago. This is his second appearance. Went two scoreless out of the bullpen with three hits. Behind 2-0, the pitch to Verdung floats in on the off speed. Called strike one. Big looping curveball at 79. Sanchez out of Brooklyn originally, 18th rounder out of Monsignor McClancy High School. 2-1 to Verdung. Same pitch, same call. Verdung throws his hands up in dismay. A little bit further off the corner this time, but well presented by Hartle, 2-2. And after this, the Jackets make the long bus ride back to Augusta and scatter from there. 2-2 delivery. Punched up the middle, and Verdung's got a base hit to lead off the ninth inning. Will end on a high note, on base three times. Verdung here since opening day, and such a focal piece of this offense. It's been an offense of many masks, and sometimes peaks, sometimes valleys, but Verdung has been important all the way around, leading the team in games played, RBIs, hits, home runs, or not home runs, but runs in total. And extra base hits. Titus Dimitriou right on left, looking for his first hit of the day. Will take strike one around the outside corner. Titus, 3 Ks and a walk. Zone is expanded just a tad by Sam Harris, understandably so. Jackets up by 3 in the ninth, 4-1 against Down East. 0-1 to the plate. Slider too far outside to even the count. Most players will go home to wherever their off-season habitat resides, and a handful will go to Instructs, an additional work at the complex in Florida for Augusta and Arizona for Down East, and the Atlanta and Texas associations, respectively. Sanchez picks over for the first time. Verdung back in standing. 1 ball and 1 strike on Dimitriou. Future Spartanburgers start off the 2025 season sooner than you might think. Fouled out of play, 1-2. The Hickory Crawdads will come down and join the Carolina League in the stead of Down East. Augusta will see Hickory 18 times next year, 12 of which come in Hickory, including the first road trip of the year. Second season in a row, Augusta opens up home for opening weekend before going on the road for Masters Week. 1-2 to Titus, in the dirt to even the count. Jackets simply cannot be at home the first full week of the season. Scheduling practices make that so. There's just not a hotel that can fit 30-plus players and all the coaching staff, no matter who's coming to town, when you've got the biggest golf tournament on the planet being hosted in your city. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Dimitriou. Sanchez to the plate, too high, ball 3. But the Jackets will have the Crawdads for their first road trip. It's a very road-heavy early slate for Augusta. The only 12-game road trip of the year is at the end of April, all the way up to Salisbury, Maryland to face Delmarva, and then Kannapolis on the way back. 3-2 to Demetriou. Ball four. Above the letters and back-to-back men have reached to start off the ninth. Jackets with a chance to add some insurance and officially put a bow on this game. Cade Kern coming down the line. He will swing with two on and nobody out. 2-for-4 day for Kern with two RBIs. Had the game-winning hit, or at least what it could be game-winning if Augusta holds on. Originally out of Bryan, Ohio. 17th rounder last year out of Ohio State, went less than 20 picks ahead of Justin Sanchez, albeit a year later. Kern has shown a good mix of power and speed, trying to add to that average. What he's shown today is what he's looking to keep on going into 2025. First pitch slider low and out. For a team that's at number 120 out of 120 in home runs, Kern has been up or near the top in long balls all season. 5 home runs on the year. Sanchez the 1-0. In the dirt once again. 2 balls, no strikes, and now there's movement in the bullpen for the Wood Ducks. Not looking to drag this out any more than necessary. Not certain who that is throwing right now. 2-0 to Cade Kern. Low ball 3 after walking the previous batter. Sanchez has fallen behind 3-0. Jackets have movement in the bullpen. Looks like Albert Rivas is up. He'll try to finish off this ball game in the bottom half. 3-0. Kern swinging away and fouls it back. If Gomez finishes the game, he will have an opportunity for his first professional save, no matter what the score is, as he would get all 9 outs. If Rivas takes it, he would need Augusta to stay off the scoreboard to have a chance for the save. Otherwise, he's just looking at doing mop-up duty. 3-1. At the knees, called strike 2. Kern watching that one all the way in on the running fastball. Verdung at second, and Demetriou at first. Ball has been thrown onto the field from the bullpen. Second time that seems to have happened. And now it's been taken care of and we're back ready to go. Ducks will have Cabrera, Guerrero, and Jones in the bottom of the ninth. Down just 3 runs right now. 3-2 count on Kern. Sanchez the pitch. Fouled back straight off the top of the net behind home plate. Rivas ready and waiting in the bullpen for Augusta. No telling what will become of this ballpark, but we have certainly had a pleasant experience here, and the fans, small but mighty, they have certainly tuned out in waves. Another 3-2 popped up into shallow right field. Jones on the run towards the line, a long way to go, and it falls in foul territory. Jones had his first step back on a ball he had to come in for and then never really able to recover. Would have been a phenomenal catch had he made it. Instead, it keeps Kern alive. Verdung a leadoff single, then Demetriou a walk. A handful of long at-bats already for Justin Sanchez, the 20-year-old lefty. Another 3-2. Strike 3, swinging on the breaking ball. Kern out in front. First punch out for Justin Sanchez. Two teams that have had quite a bit of swing and miss today. Wood Duck pitchers have now combined for 13 strikeouts through 8 and a third. Augusta arms have racked up 15 through 8. Luis Sanchez, 1-for-4 on the day, has an RBI single in his first game of stint number 2 with Augusta. Called up yesterday to replace the injured John Heal. Fastball below the knees, 1-0. Sanchez wanted that call right underneath the zone. Did not get it. Verdung at second, Demetriou at first, both with big leads, neither being held on. The 1-0. At the top of the zone, it evens the count. For as calmly as both of these ball clubs are playing this ninth inning, you would think the deficit was significantly higher than it is. It's still a save situation. Verdung dancing around off of second. 1-1 to Sanchez from Sanchez is tipped into the mitt. Justin ahead of Luis, a ball and two strikes with one out in the ninth inning. Rivas still throwing. All signs point to him tossing in the ninth. 1-2 home. Breaking ball, whiffed on, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Justin Sanchez. First punch out of Luis today. Back-to-back men reach to start off the inning, but Justin Sanchez has settled back in, and now he contends with Austin Machado. Machado 1-for-3, a walk and an RBI from the left side. He'll go left on left once again. Correction, 1-for-2 with two walks. First pitch slider, strike one on the inside corner. The movement in the bullpen has subsided for the Wood Ducks. Rivas is ready for the Jackets. Oh-1 on Austin Machado. Inside, and it hit him. Machado wears that one, has a ton of padding on the front arm, but looks like that got him right on the oblique. Second hit batsman by Downey's pitching today. The bases are loaded for Wilmer De La Cruz, who's 0-for-3. Two outs, bags full, a 4-1 game, but Carlos Maldonado is headed out towards the mound. Sanchez is at 25 pitches, and Maldonado is going to make one more move. He'll get a fifth reliever of the day. Everybody gets a chance in the season finale. Sanchez done. We'll tell you who the new righty is in 90 seconds.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present. Deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Once more to the bullpen, Anthony Susak gets the ball with two outs in the ninth inning. Bases loaded, trying to keep the Ducks within fighting distance. He'll face Wilmer De La Cruz. Third appearance of the week for Susak, a pair of scoreless innings. Looked phenomenal on Wednesday and benefited from some solid defense on Friday. Facing the switch hitter, Wilmer. Deep bend at the knees, first pitch from Susak, and De La Cruz is over top of it. Off-speed buries under the bat of Wilmer De La Cruz. Susak allowed a walk and a single in that ballgame on Friday, but got a 9-2 double play at the plate to keep himself scoreless in a loss. 0-1 off the corner to even the count. Verdung at third, led off the ninth with a single. Dimitru out at second, walked, and Austin Machado a two-out hit by pitch that ended the line for Justin Sanchez. Fifth reliever used by the Wood Ducks, 1-1 from Susak. Breaking ball, called a strike. A little bit off the outside corner, but came back close enough. 1-2. De La Cruz searching for his first hit of the ball game. Long hold from Susak, the 1-2. Cued down the left field line, off the end of the bat and foul. It's Yeremy Cabrera, Pablo Guerrero, and Keith Jones leading off the bottom of the ninth. It appears it will be Albert Rivas coming on for his fifth save attempt. He's 2 of 4 previously. Out of the stretch, another 1-2. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball, and De La Cruz goes down swinging. Susak comes on and does his job, leaves the bases loaded. Augusta continues to leave them on, and they've left 13 on base in 9 innings. But here comes Rivas, and one last time, we head to the bottom of the ninth.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Albert Rivas on for the ninth inning, trying to close down the series and season finale from Granger Stadium in Kinston. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Every ball game right here. It's been a pleasure. Albert Rivas replaces Jacob Gomez. 6 up, 6 down, a perfect 7th and 8th for Gomez. And he just continued to impress. The arms that have thrown today between Schaefer, Ortiz, and Gomez, all their own unique brand of interesting. Schaefer as a starter, if he gets stretched out, see how he continues to develop and whether there's any additions to the repertoire. Gomez is just cruising through single A. And Hyder's a project, but a project worth working on. Yeremy Cabrera trying to lead the Ducks to a comeback. First pitch from Albert Rivas misses outside. 14th appearance for Albert out of the pen. A 4.87 ERA, 2-2 with 2 saves. Fastball slider change for Rivas at 1-0. Hammer towards first. A diving grab by Vertong. He'll step on the bag. What a play. Vertong takes away extra bases, diving to his left. You can put the shortstop at first, but you can't take the shortstop out of the man. Cabrera disposed of for out number one. Here's Pablo Guerrero, 0-for-3 day from the right side. Rivas misses outside with a breaking ball. Fastball, slider, changeup. Lefties hitting 367, righties just 163. Old school platoon arm. Breaking ball roped into left field, and that's going to get down and roll all the way to the warning track. Garcia cuts it off, fires in quickly to second, and holds Guerrero to the longest of singles. And that barrel only adds to the importance of Will Verdung's phenomenal diving snag. One on, one out for Keith Jones. Game is not over yet. Infield in double play depth. First pitch to Jones. Called strike one. Keith Jones has struck out twice and grounded out once. Not much speed at first base either. The changeup waved at by Jones, 0-2. Nearly went down to a knee, fishing off the outside corner. Rivas took the loss a couple nights ago on the fourth. Faced two batters in the 10th inning. An inherited runner at second in a tied game. It was a ground ball and a base hit, and that ended the proceedings. 0-2. Tipped off the body of Machado. Couldn't quite squeeze it. And Jones stays alive by the skin of the teeth. De La Cruz deep in the hole. McGee out towards second base. Sanchez slightly off the line at third. Black glove at the belt, the 0-2. Strike three, got him swinging. Chasing the fastball off the outside corner. One out to go. The fate of the history of the Wood Ducks rely on the shoulders of Chandler Pollard. These fans do not want to seed their team just yet. First pitch to Pollard, strike one with a slider. Chandler 1-for-3, struck out his last time up. Verdung still holding Guerrero on at first, 0-1. High and outside with the change. Rivas rushed through the stop sign just a little bit. Albert's last save came on August 17th against Fayetteville, looking to lock it down here. Inside, and he hit Pollard. Got Pollard in around the hands. And now the tying run comes to the plate with two outs in the form of Antonis Macias. Just a little extra drama here on the last day of the season. Jackets left the bases loaded in the ninth inning. Second time they've done that today. Augustus left 13 on in this ballgame, after the Jackets left 14 on last night. Rivas out of the stretch. First pitch to Macias. Fouled back into the net. Antonis Macias is 0-for-3. Two strikeouts and a soft ground ball to second base. 2-for-11 this week. Righty against lefty, the 0-1. Inside corner, called strike. Changeup fading back to the inner edge. And the Ducks are down to their final strike. Rivas ahead, 0-2. The pitch bounced out towards second. Big hop for De La Cruz. He goes to first, and the Jackets end the season on top with a 4-1 victory. Albert Rivas shuts down Granger Stadium, and Augusta ends the campaign with three consecutive W's, the first time they've taken three straight on the road in the second half. An up-and-down season comes to a conclusion with the offense doing just enough in the middle innings and the bullpen holding tight to take care of Down East. Two men left on. The tying run grounds out to end that ballgame. Jacob Schaefer gets his first professional win. He'll end the year 1-1 in five outings with a 1.35 ERA. Struck out a career-high 9 today as the loss rests on the shoulders of the reliever, Jake Jakelic. Jakelic takes his first loss as a pro. Ortiz able to work out of a bases-loaded situation in the sixth. That was the key piece. And then behind him, Gomez and Rivas shut it down. Albert Rivas gets the save, his third of the year. So Augusta will end the campaign 22-42 in the second half, 49-80 in the year as a whole. It was a rough year at times. It was a phenomenal year at others. But the final few weeks certainly providing hope as we make our way and start looking towards 2025. And with that, Granger Stadium's professional baseball comes to a conclusion for now. No one knows what the future holds. But we bid goodbye to the Wood Ducks after eight strong seasons here in Kinston, North Carolina. The ballpark will go vacant once again, but not totally unutilized. There's college ball, high school action, and there is a lot of talk of the CPL coming to town in 2025. And for those Kinston fans, having spent 2 years in the CPL, I can vouch it will be good baseball, and you will certainly enjoy the product that gets put on the field. And after 129 broadcasts, all we can say here is thank you. For a first year in pro ball, there's nothing more that we could have asked for here on our side than to have the opportunity to share these many ball games with you, the good, the bad, and everything in between with the Green Jackets across the Jean Jacket Radio Network. And every once in a while on Bally Live, MILB TV, and everything else we got on the television side at home. It has been a phenomenal first year for me in pro baseball, and I really could not say thank you more than I have to everybody that tuned in for one game or 129. The Jackets finalize 49-80, but end with a series split against the Wood Ducks and showed off the best of what this team has to offer in each of the last three games this week. And now we enter the offseason. Everybody heading back home, getting their work in, and we will see what goes on in 2025. Jackets will open up at home against the Columbia Fireflies. And there will be 132 more dates with a new crew, a new team, and plenty of familiar faces down the stretch. And no matter where we all end up, thank you so much for tuning in. For the final time in 2024, Green Jackets are back in the win column, and we will bid you goodnight from Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina. All season long, and especially today, I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth. Jackets get the final, 4-1 on the victory to end the year. Good night.